Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. This is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. Hey, a couple quick notes before we start. First off, thank you for everybody for the, who saw my blog or social media post. Do not worry, we're not going to kill anybody with the axe throwing. We're not planning on it. There is a big shipping container right behind it. It should be just fine. Those are pretty tough. So thanks for everybody's concern on that. No, it's all good, man. It's all good. Also, I'm supposed to say, please support our advertisers and whatnot. They are the best. Usually when people advertise on podcasts or what have you, when you go to their website, they'll have a little space or a little thing. How did you hear about us? Just say Jamie's thing, the guy with the hair, he talks to rock stars. They'll know who it is and where to continue to keep sending the checks. And you may not know this, but everybody else probably does. Internet economics is trickle down. When those checks are sent, eventually they'll wind up here and we can keep the lights on. I can buy food for my crazy dog. Very good. Okay, so for tonight, I am super excited because we've been trying to make this happen and it's just been zany. It happens though, sometimes with the scheduling and whatnot, but I'm finally so excited and happy that it is happening. We have got John, who is our lead vocalist of a fantastic band that I am just blown away with, called One of the Last. They're out of Brooklyn. And John, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Jamie. What's going on?
Hey, after hearing your music and whatnot, I expected to see some longer hair there, John. I'm surprised that you're almost, UFC look kind of. I'm just seeing your shirt. But I like the music a lot as well, and we're going to be playing some of it tonight and whatnot. You're partially responsible for the axe-throwing target that I spent the last 2 days making. I was walking my dog. Somebody had a tree cut up, and down here, they just put them out for the bulk pickup for the trash, and there was a big, giant round, like a tree round that wasn't too thick, and I said, well, there we go. But before that even happened, we were watching your video for the Sands of Time, and there's some archery going on in there, in the video. And my wife saw this and was like, it would be so cool to have an archery set up. And so I built this big, giant A-frame axe-throwing thing, but I have a bottom part, and I'm like, I'm going to put an archery target there, I think, and kill two birds with one stone. And that was the plan until she came home yesterday and saw it and goes, oh, it's going to be a little low. Maybe we need the archery up. You could build another one of these and put the archery thing on that. Or Yes, dear. Never ends.
In your spare time, yeah.
Yeah, because there's so much of that. But yeah, fantastic band. Now, you're New York born and bred?
New Jersey, actually.
New Jersey, okay.
The band is based out of Brooklyn.
I gotcha. Are you still in Jersey and commute or?
Still in New Jersey. We practice either in Brooklyn or in New Jersey.
I gotcha. Yeah. I never lived. I take that back. I spent 2 months in New York when I got out of college thinking I could make that happen. I went to school in Boston. So I was over New England, that whole Northeast weather pattern in the winter.
I went to school in Connecticut, so I feel you.
Yeah, so when I got out of school, I was like, I went to New York. I stayed there with some crazy girl I knew for a month and a half, 2 months. And I was just looking at maps. Whenever I'd see, and I started seeing maps everywhere. When your awareness is on, you'll see them on the side of buses and stuff. And I'm like, where's the opposite of here? And I'm looking at the map and I'm like, San Diego, Southern California. So I moved there. It was a little cheaper, not much. But yeah, I wanted a winter without snow and ice. But New York's fun, man. Yeah, we had a lot. It's expensive. And Jersey's, all the cool people. You meet interesting people in New York. And then when you go to their parties, they're usually in New Jersey. That's my memory of...
That's usually what happens, yeah.
Yeah, that's where you're winding up. That's where you're waking up. It's always a good time. Always a good time. So let me ask you this. When you were a young man, did you know that showbiz and music and stuff was... That was the trajectory? That was the path you knew you were on? Or did that come later?
Believe it or not, started at a young age with music. When I was a little kid, I had a little Muppet Baby piano that I would just start hitting random keys on there. And I'm like, this sounds familiar. Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. I actually ended up playing the Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, just on that little Muppet Baby thing. So I was like, okay, maybe I have something here. And then when I was about 12, 13 years old, Linkin Park was huge at the time. Got into them, and I'm like, oh, wow, maybe I could do this screaming thing. So I tried for about 2 years, and then about 14 years old, started my first band. And yeah, we're 22 years later, still screaming.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. That is an interesting thing, because I'm down the age trough a little bit from you, a little older. I'm an old man now. But I remember growing up, I never had a musical. I just didn't have the talent. I didn't have that talent. That wasn't my gift. I was a draw. I'm a painter, and that's my day job.
Okay.
And I pursued that. The less expensive art form than everyone everybody I hung out with were all musicians. And this was in Metro Detroit. And man, and this was the 80s. Everybody wanted to be Randy Rhoads or Eddie Van Halen. Everybody played guitar. I remember all my friends came to me one time and they said, hey, we're starting a band. What do you think? Can you do us a cool logo? And I'm like, you're starting a band? Well, first off, you're not a band, you're an orchestra. There's 12 of you, and somebody's going to have to learn how to play drums and bass and sing. You can't just have 12 guitars at one time. Like I said, that's an orchestra. That's a niche thing. But yeah, everybody play guitar. And you know, after I pointed out, I said, the lead singers gets all the girls. Are you kidding me? They're the front man.
There you go. And the least amount of equipment.
Load-ins are a lot easier and cheaper.
Yep.
But yeah, it's interesting. So I've been around and I've heard the evolution of music, particularly rock music. And it fascinates me because I've always been a big fan. A lot of people, I was a club rat for a couple decades, and a lot of people are like, oh, it's EDM and everything, which I do. But my roots were rock and roll. That's what it was, really. Techno, too. But really, rock and roll was the first. And so you've heard this evolution of rock, and it's so interesting. And then the screaming. I know there's probably a technical term that I'm too generationally beyond. Yeah.
That's a term, yeah.
Yeah, I think Linkin Park was the first mainstream that you heard that as a orchestrated part of the track. And
I'd have to say Korn. I think Korn was the first one.
Yeah, probably. But they did all kinds of weird shit too. They making all this weird shit. And you know, the cool thing with the screaming is rock music generally at its base, at its core, is rebellion, a lot of teens, maybe the generation beyond the teens, young adult, and it's a fuck you to the man. It's definitely
angst, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so these, when I started hearing the screaming, I thought it was brilliant, because I'm like, man, that is raw emotion right there. And that is what that group is I remember going through it. The most pissed off I ever was as a teenager, I'd given myself a mohawk, which was probably slightly crooked. And my stepmother freaked the fuck out. And she was like, you just wait till your father comes. Dad came home. It was down. Hot roast was being served. I had to come down for dinner. And so I'm like, if I'm going to get it, I might as well face the music, take my medicine. And I come down. And my father, he was an engineer, and he was a real smart guy. But, man, he also was right there on the mental side too. He looked at me up and down, didn't say a word. He goes, "Ah, I see you finally entered your rebellious years." He goes, "I don't know what you're really off about. You live in a giant house. You have everything you've ever wanted in life. There are people that have that look for a reason, but I'm sure you do it somewhere in there." And I couldn't argue with them. I was left speechless. You know what I mean?
Humana.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, when I heard the screaming, I'm like, that's raw emotion. They're tapping into it. That's a direct conduit into that market. And they can relate. And I can tell, me and my wife share a Spotify account. So whenever she puts Spotify on in the car, a little thing pops up on my screen here to tell me what's being played and where in our network. And if it's, we were just talking before the show started, if it's Ghost or something like that, I'm like, oh, she's had a day.
Or the other Ghost.
Day. Every so often I'll see Eminem, I'm like, oh man, somebody's pissed her off. That's, which I'm not complaining about, because that gives me a heads up before she gets home from her work. I work from home, but I have a little heads up here. And I'm like, okay, let's not mention what I bought on Amazon today. How about that? That'll
be it. Yeah, there we go. We're even.
I haven't bought anything lately because it's that whole thing. But it's just cool. But she's a big fan of your music. I was telling you before we started, I was playing Sands of Time, which, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to here in a second. We're going to play it. And she just wafted it into the workshop. She's like, what is that? That is amazing. And she was just, oh my gosh. And what was the other one? Because right after that, it came on. The next one that came on was, I don't know,
Red Flag, Gold Standard.
I think it might have been Red Flag. Is that the one you're going down the hallway and you're screaming into the phone?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a brilliant. That's a brilliant idea for a video. Because he's
Thank
doing.
You.
Yeah. I just.
That's my idea.
Yeah. I was very impressed with that. And yeah, it was great. It was great. She was just like, oh, it just keeps getting, oh, I love it. I love it. And I'm like, we're coming on the show. It's coming on the show. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Where's she tonight?
Yeah. It's, I'm sorry. Say again.
I said, where is she tonight?
She had to work till 9. So she probably will miss. She works at a, I'm not supposed to say I'm on the air, but I will say that she works at a big retail store. They sell cosmetics, skincare, hair care. And look, I'm wearing orange today. That feet. Any gal watching this knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's a big chain of, I don't know, lipstick store. They sell more than that. But
big
yeah,
chain of orange?
Yes, cosmetics, girl store. And it's in every strip mall. But yeah, that's what she does. She runs one of those. And she has worked for that company now, I think, 16 years, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And I don't know. I had a guy on a couple years ago. It was so funny because she's like, you know that guy you had on last night? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, they're playing on the speakers in my store right now. And I said, really? I said, one of your workers put, she goes, no, we have no control over that. It's piped in and it's all done from corporate. I said, really? I said, I'll text him and let him know. But the plan, hopefully they'll be hearing some One of the Last or something in the store tomorrow. And
that I hope not. That scare away all the customers. We don't want that.
No, you're not popping. It's they only play pop shit in there. But
oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a hot topic, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I used to date a guy many years ago that managed a Hot Topic. And I remember going to her apartment, her condo, for the first time. She shared one with her sister. And I walked in there, and I guess she got a discounted Hot Topic because it looked like a Hot Topic in her house. Was stuff. And the weird thing about her is she kept a Christmas tree up year round. It was like a fake tree, but she
wanted those. Okay.
Yeah, but she would put different stuff on it for whatever holiday it was. So it was October, there was Halloween little things on it. If it was, I don't know, 4th of July, Valentine's Day, there was hearts and shit. Yeah.
Oh,
right. She was crazy. Not because of that, but she just was. That when you're a young buck, ladies and gentlemen, most of the ones I have known go through a phase where you date some crazy people. It's just a
questionable
learning curve. Yes. Yeah, and it's you don't really know it when it's happening. You do, but when you grow out of that phase, you look back and you're like, Jesus Christ, what was I doing? What was I doing? What was I doing? I'm glad I'm not in that situation now. And
congratulations. You graduated. You moved on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's crazy. It's crazy. So let me ask you this. Most bands, like I said, I grew up hanging out with musicians. Most of them, when they got to an age where actually putting a band together was an option, they usually knew people from other bands and they coalesced. Somebody would have an idea. Okay, I'm thinking about doing this, that, or whatever.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
And I really, that guy plays drums amazing. Yeah, and he's in 87 bands, but why not make it 88? Let me get him in ours. And that gal doing bass, got to get them. And that's usually how I remember that happened back in the day. Was that with you guys, or did you guys all know each other before all this, or running ads on Craigslist? How'd it come about?
Close. Parker and Mario knew each other from another band called Unholy Dispute. They broke up along with their bass player. So there's two guitarists and a bass player. They found the original drummer, Brian, I believe, off of Craigslist. So they started jamming for a while. Then they tried different vocalists out. And then they found me on a website called Bandmix.
Okay.
So I was sent all the music and I clearly flat out said to him, the music is phenomenal. The lyrics suck. I'm not singing any of these songs. We're going to start from scratch and we're going to do everything my way when it comes to lyrics and the musicianship. Obviously, it's on their ends. Combine it together. Let's see what happens. So that's how we came up with Determined, Wallflower, and Shotgun. And then Brian eventually had to move back home to Chicago. So I asked my friend Dan, who is our current drummer now, if he could fill in for a little bit. So he jumped on Fear of the Unknown, Survivor, and then these next five songs that we're currently putting out. Sands is the third one, along with Red Flag and Old Standard.
Nice.
So essentially it was a mixture of knowing each other, random ads, and a little bit of luck.
That's cool. And then you guys hooked up with Curtain Call, the fine folks over at Curtain Call, and Brian and the gang over there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a band or doing something and entertainment, need some help on the PR side, they're good people to have in your corner. I've worked with them. I've been doing the show since 2013. I think I started working with them in 2014, maybe 2015. Yeah, they know everybody. It's the weirdest thing, the amount of people, because I talk to a lot of clubs and venues and stuff, not on the music side, but on my side, on the art side. And you'll be BSing with somebody, Tulsa, Oklahoma or something, and hey, you're down in Florida, you ever heard of Curtain? I'm like, yeah, I do them with my podcast sometimes. I get some good guests from that. Oh yeah, we're great, and blah, blah. And they just start, and I'm like, wait a second, you're in Tulsa, did you move from here? What? No, they had some bands play, and I'm like, geez, I will pass this information along, because that's good to hear. Like, some guy in Europe, same thing. It was weird. But yeah, they're great. So that's cool. So you guys are making music and whatnot. Now, you say that it was that initial cold shoulder to the existing lyrics of some of the tracks they were doing. The music, like you said, was fine, was great. Now, with new stuff, do they just bring you like a beat and you write lyrics to it then? Or do you write the lyrics first and they create melodies and rhythms and stuff around your lyrics? Or
mixture of both.
Really?
Yeah, mixture of both. For example, Red Flag, I had the chorus written out and they built everything around the chorus and then we added the verse and whatnot. Sands of Time, the entire song was created and then I jumped in with lyrics and I wrote to the existing instrumental that you hear on the track.
Nice.
Yeah, so it depends on what we're feeling with the song. For example, we have a song coming out, not this next upcoming one, but the one after, is called Remission. I wrote the chorus in 5 minutes. It just randomly came in my head. I decided to jot it down. I said, okay, I'm looking for like an August Burns Red type of lead melody. What can you bring to me, Mario? He came up with something about 10 minutes. And it's going to be like the chorus that you're going to eventually hear in the song Remission. And I feel that might be... Actually, you know what? I'll go on record. I feel that that's going to be our biggest song whenever it gets released.
Yes. Well, that's amazing, man. That's amazing. Yeah. In my world, I mentor some newer artists that want to improve their game in the art biz. Yeah. But it's funny because it never really happens with older art people in that position, but younger ones are always like, how can I get to where you're at? And I'm like, I've been doing this for 25 years. You know what I mean? Yeah, for 3 hours a day. That, if you do anything, here's the big secret, ladies and gentlemen. If you do anything over and over for a long period of time, you'll get better at it. And even on a micro scale, like John was just mentioning, they've got this new album. Obviously, each one, your learning curve is changed with each. Oh, this was really cool on this one. Let me throw a flourish of that into this. And you'll hear, even big bands, you'll hear, and I don't mean the jazz bands, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying like, yeah, you'll hear it and you can tell, especially the band becomes more cohesive. Bands are weird in that, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's a cool thing. They start having this hive mind where they know where people are going in the band. They're like, oh, I get that. Let me do this or whatever. And you don't see that as much in other collaborative, especially performing arts, maybe acting, like stage acting. I can see maybe the band's immediate. And what a lot of bands have especially when they play out, is they have that added extra element of audience reaction and whatnot. Audience, I have seen this so many times, and only with rock music. I have not, maybe a trance track, like at a festival or a club or something, maybe. Not all the time, much more so with rock, is the band will bring this level of energy and they'll throw it to the audience. And the audience is, wow. Oh. And then they just build it up more and throw it back at the band. And then this tennis match happens. And then you just get all the, it just builds. It's magic. I will say this. I have not been to an art gallery where I've seen that happen with a painting. Ever. It doesn't happen. And that's why music excites me. I'm a little jealous of it because it's just mainline right into an audience. I listened to Red Flag. No, I don't know who you wrote that about or what you were inspired when you wrote
it. I could tell you the story.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying I listened to it and I've got my, I know exactly who that song reminds me of. And I haven't thought of her in 30 years. But tell us the story about that because I find it fascinating. It's such a good track.
Sure. So it is not about a loved one.
Okay.
Believe it or not. So right before Dan joined the band, we were looking for drummers. And we found this one guy, goddamn machine. Like, this guy could play anything with his eyes closed, one arm tied behind his back. Phenomenal drummer. And he comes for a tryout. But the problem is he brings his girlfriend along. Mm. And his girlfriend's one of those influencers with the phone. Hi, oh my God, we're still here. I'm so blessed to be here. That
making
sort of
content.
Thing. Exactly. She starts filming while we're trying to audition this guy. So that's essentially like bringing your mom along with you for a job interview. You just don't do it.
Right, yeah. What the hell is that? That's not good.
Yeah. So essentially we come to find out that she then started talking all this shit because we were very weird to her about her filming. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, that's strange. We love the drummer, but because of his girlfriends, we decided not to go with him. And the funniest part was it was Parker that said, yeah, she is definitely a red flag. And I went, oh, okay, yeah, you're definitely right about that. Didn't even think twice about it. I started writing Red Flag wrote all the lyrics down. And right when we were about to release it, Parker asked me, was that about that girl that was at the audition? I went, nope, but it is now. Congratulations, you are now famous on the track.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, anybody, don't do that. Don't do that.
No.
Interrupt. And I'm not being misogynistic, honest about anybody, men or women. Don't interrupt someone. How? There you go. Who's working? Who's doing? And especially doing their art, man. We all watched The Shining. We all got when Wendy kept coming in and bugging Jack. Yeah, he was a psycho and he was insane and everything, but we didn't know that at that point.
That's true.
And he could have handled that a little better. But I got to tell you, I understood where he was coming from. And I have never had that problem in my life up until COVID, up until the pandemic. Everybody was like, are you doing okay, Jamie? And I'm like, dude, I work from home. This is a Tuesday for me. It doesn't. Shit.
Yes.
Social distancing, bring it on, baby. You're singing my song.
The wisdom, Lloyd. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, you know, what I wasn't prepared for was my wife was suddenly home for 2 months straight and bored. And I'm just one of those cats who has a schedule. I'm like, okay, from this time to this time, I'm doing this. I got to do this, got to do that. And she kept coming in here. And finally, I said, okay, sweetie, I love you. Let me start with that. But we have to have a talk and set some ground rules. When the door is closed, that means don't come in here.
There we go.
And I said, we'll get you, what do you want to make TikToks? We'll get you a ring light. Okay. And I'll set you up a whole studio. You can go do that. And that lasted for about a week.
Yeah, just leave me the F alone.
Yeah. And yeah, don't bring your girlfriend with you to a fucking band interview. Are you kidding me? That's a lesson he learned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hope him success. I hope everybody succeeds. We need a new Dave Mustang to bitch about Metallica.
When we hit Metallica level, then he can bitch and moan about it.
But yeah, he will. It wasn't fair. Neither's life, dude.
Life's not fair. Don't
bring it up. They got you a bus ticket. I don't see what the problem was. They could have left you in a rest stop.
I'm going back for some cigarettes. I'll be right back.
yeah, we'll definitely get emails about that. I don't know what it is about him. I don't think I could see if the cat was charming that people are like, oh, he's just, yeah, he's talented and whatnot, but so are a million other people. I just get tired. I'll see an interview or something. Rarely will I even sit through one to watch it on YouTube or something. I'm just like, dude, sour grapes. That doesn't look good on anybody. You know what I mean? Be the bigger dude. Jesus.
Actually, I got a funny story about Dave Mustaine.
Okay.
No. I have a lot of weird connections. So the band played a festival called Blue Ridge Rock Festival back in 2021. And okay. Megadeth was one of the bands that were playing. In the back in the artist area, they actually had a masseuse that you could get a massage from. So I was actually getting a massage.
You hit the fucking big time, John. You're playing gigs where you get a massage.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So about halfway through, my masseuse got taken away. And I guess we were talking with another masseuse. And come to find out that we had to end the massage because some other person requested that my masseuse go into their dressing room. I'm like, who the fuck is that? And this guy over there. I look over. I'm like, what is that decrepit old guy that looks like the crypt keeper from Tales from the Crypt? Come a little closer, and I see Dan, his girlfriend Sarah, and our friend Mike just going, pointing at him. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It was Dave Mustaine in a skull cap. Mm-hmm. And he actually had an assistant put on headphones for him and take it off when he went like that. I was like, what the fuck? So apparently, I guess due to his guitarist getting COVID from, it was some weird ass story. From the vaccine, like he got COVID from the vaccine. That's strange. Right. He wasn't allowed to go and get a massage at the other public table. He had to go into his private dressing room to get it done. And that meant cutting my massage early.
Jesus
Fuck you,
Christ.
Dave Mustaine, for that.
note to self, never be that guy. Jeez Louise.
I think he made a living being that guy.
Yeah, that's his brand. You know what I mean? It's just, there's whatever, that's fine.
What a jerk. What a jerk.
Yeah, we're not going to be opening up for Megadeth anytime soon, but.
No. That's, you know, if you do, you got a legitimate bitch.
I will have my own private dressing room, and on my rider, I will have a masseuse that he cannot use.
That's right. I remember the first time I got this gig. It was at a film festival. I had to be painting. They wanted me live. Everybody always wants live painting. I hate live paintings because people talk to you, and usually they have no idea what they're talking about. I don't want to seem like I'm bougie or anything like that. Especially, I'm not an art snob much.
Sure.
But I was working. But the thing they sent beforehand, they said, "And please fill in 10 items for your writer." I'm like, a fucking writer? I'm a fucking painter. I'm getting a writer? Oh my gosh. But I was trying to be cool. You can't just put, I don't give a shit about colored M&Ms. I want something cool, something that's Jamie Rocks. And so I just, as a joke.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I wasn't expecting this at all. I need a fifth of Japanese vodka. I don't care the brand. And I'm like, they don't even make vodka in Japan. It's all sake or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently they do, because when Showtime happened, there it was. And I felt bad. I felt like an ass, because I'm like, oh man, this isn't good at all. I got to drink this shit and work. You know what I mean? I don't drink when I work. That's not going to lead to anything good. And it didn't. I wound up
getting chasers.
There was no mixer. So I'm just drinking.
So straight up.
Yeah, I'm just drinking. I wasn't out of the bottle, but I had it in a cup, and it was terrible. So the guy putting the thing on, the people that were in charge of this film festival, him and his wife are there, and their little daughter. I had met all three before. So I said, hey, you know what? I'm thankful I'm having a good time. I'm feeling footloose here and fancy free. It's probably the vodka. Let me knock out a quick little family portrait of them, a little 18 by 24 type deal. And so I did. And it was great. Until after the guy came up and he goes, oh man, he goes, do you think you could add another person in there? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, you haven't met her yet, but we have another daughter who's 12. And if she's left out of the painting, that's going to be therapy and stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, I've just hurt a teenage girl. That's not good. That's not good. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
And hurt teenage girls.
Yeah, that's just a given. And
at least take that out of context.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was the vodka. It gave me that stupid idea to do a family portrait, not ask anybody for, hey, you got a picture of your family I can at least look at? I'm just doing it out of memory.
You know what? Your fault for assuming.
Yeah, I just assumed, and that's never a good thing. Is.
Nope, something about asses, you and mine, whatever. Yeah.
So I had to do it and send it to him a week later. But man, I felt bad. But yeah, the Japanese vodka was not my friend. Oh my God, I was hungover for 3 days after that. Terrible. But that was my first writer experience. It's crazy. Because I did. I felt like a peacock. I was just walking around. Ooh, a writer? Whoa. I'm like some of my musician friends. Listen, at the time, I was hanging out with a bunch of DJs. And I was like, I'm part of that crowd now. And no, I was not that cool, ladies and gentlemen, obviously. Anyway, let's play. Let's do Red Flag. You want to do Red Flag so people know?
Let's do Red Flag. Why not? It's good season. Song.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about it. The video I love. Here it is, everybody. This is one of the last. We'll wait till we come back. This is Red Flag. Check this out. I really dig this track. Here it is. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. That was not Red Flag. Red Flag's a band from the 80s. But the track was Red Flag, and the band is One of the Last. How about that? I did not lie. That is a fantastic track. I really dig that one. I love the video. John, I was telling you this before the show. I think it's a move in the video. Where you're screaming with so much passion and so much just raw emotion into a phone.
Yes.
Perfect. I've never done it, but I've wanted to.
You should try it.
I wanted to.
You don't get telemarketer calls?
I wish.
There you go. Come on.
So that's cool. Let me ask you about this, because Red Flag is one of those tracks that's perfect. You hear it, but I'm hearing the end result. I'm hearing it polished, streamlined. It's done. People, when they look at my paintings, it's the same thing. They see the end result. They don't see me. They don't see the painting fighting me and me getting ready to throw it in the street. I can never tell with my musician friends if a track came easy or hard, because it sounds like it came easy, because it's, man, this is so perfect. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but I am curious to know, was that an easy one? Was that a hard one?
Easy.
Easy.
That I will say easy, yes.
Nice. I celebrate when those happen because they're rare.
At least yes. I could tell you the hard tracks. I could tell you the easy tracks. So whatever you want to throw out there, I will tell you if it's easy or hard, or if it was easy or hard to write.
Nice. Nice. Well, hey man, like I said, here's to the easy ones. And I don't mean easy. I'm saying the ones that don't fight you a little bit. Those that can get tedious. That can get tedious as all get out. That happens. That happens. I'm going through one of those right now with a commission piece this guy ordered of his wife. And he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I can't complain.
When you start off a sentence like that.
Yeah.
Personality. Jesus Christ, Jamie. Tell me how you really feel.
When you're dealing with commissions and things of that nature, in any business, I think it's true. Client, the customer will tell you exactly how they are at the beginning of that operation. If they're weird right. and a pain in the ass at the start, they're going to be weird and a pain in the ass through the whole thing. And changes will have to be made. Maybe you're not conveying your vision and their vision aren't matching up. And so you have to course correct. And it's why it's so important to talk to people before you take that work on. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the song Red Flag. And the
I kind of want to talk more about that.
That's a great video. That is a great video. I know from just friends and stuff that music videos aren't necessarily cheap to do. That looks like a hot, high dollar video. I don't know what type of camera was used to shoot it or whatever, but it looks high end to me.
Like that, I don't know exactly what camera was used, but it was everything was done by Dan, our drummer. He is the jack of all trades, master of none. This guy can play drums. He produced all of our tracks so far, except for Determined, Shotgun, and Wallflower. They were done in another studio. But all the three newer songs, Red Flag, Gold Standard, and Sands, that are currently out, were produced by Dan. The videos for Red Flag and Sands of Time, done by Dan.
Nice.
We rented a bunch of equipment. We rented, I believe, an $1,800 camera for that video for Red Flag, along with $1,200 lens or something like that, and a gimbal, and the whole nine yards, lighting. Funny enough, Sands of Time was a $3,800 camera that we used. So, yeah.
Well, that's a great video.
Found the website, and great.
Yeah, that's a great track and video as well for that. And that just, now, before we get too far ahead, flags out. People can buy it, right? It's available for purchase.
Yeah, you can buy it. You can stream it on every major and probably every minor streaming site there is. Yeah.
Nice. And people always ask me, they're like, you have these cool bands on the show, Jamie. Where can we get their stuff? I always say, I've never been to a rock show where there wasn't a merch table. And so, yeah, at a show, that's a great place to get bands material. Jamie, I live in Indonesia. I can't get to a show or what, you know. Can you get it directly from the band? Yeah, I could. I said, that's the second best way. Third best way, you can pay Spotify or whatever. And they'll tell the band that, yeah, that's great. They won't send them a check. If they send them a check, it won't be for much. But
yeah, 0.2, something yeah. like that.
It's yeah. any other business, there would be fraud charges, is all I'm
of
saying.
Of course, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I never tell. I save my bitching. When I have to do all the gallery, I save my bitching about the split to my wife. I certainly never tell my musician friends that, because I know what they're looking at with these streaming sites. Oh, and it just isn't the same. God, They want 45%. But I'm like, and I'm bitching about that. The bands, are you kidding me? Run with that. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, John.
I was about to say, with our band and any band, the number one way to support any band, go see them live. If they're coming by you, go see them live. If not, go to, let's say, their web store and buy a t-shirt. Just support that way. Support the stuff that we can control. When it comes to music, we upload to a website called DistroKid. We pay a annual fee for our music to be on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, and stuff like that.
And
the amount of residuals that we get back don't even add up to the annual fee that we pay.
Merch is so cool, too. We have merch and I got that idea from hanging out with rock people. Because that's how I, growing up, this is before social media, before the internet, really. I'd have friends in a band and they're like, I'm like, oh, I want to come see you guys. And they're like, your tickets are X amount. I'm like, oh, I don't have it. And they're like, here's a stapler and a stack of flyers. Hit every light pole in town and you can run the merch table for us tonight. How about that? You'll see the show. We'll get some stuff. I saw many of shows with doing that. And that was, like I said, before Twitter or any of that kind of stuff. But I have known bands that especially do these little tours and stuff. And that was food. That was food at Denny's for everybody that night. The merch table thing. They got to eat that night before all sleeping in a van. Or we have two beds and eight people in this little motel somewhere. It happens. And that's, I think there's a naive charm to it for those not in that situation. So I think that's pretty adventurous. Oh, the band's going on tour and this is happening. And ooh, they had to change a tire in the rain on the side of the road. You know what I mean? And
it's not all glamorous, no.
But it's just adventurous. And I just think it's just part of that. But then I've known bands too that are at the level, they're all in a provost.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Bus or some shit, and the drummer's wife leaves him, and he's knocked out for the two. He's beside himself, and every level of anything has stuff that happens.
Hell, two cities.
Just part of it. The interesting thing, when I was younger, you never heard about that stuff because, like I said, there was no internet. And say I'm a big fan of One of the Last. And when I was a kid, if One of the Last was out then, a million years ago, the only way I could get information was through magazines, maybe a 15-second interview on MTV, maybe.
If they're big enough, sure.
Yeah, Headbangers Ball or something like that. And liner notes from albums and CDs. We would read those like a Southern Baptist read scripture, man, because we wanted to know as much as we could about these people, because these people were, when you're a kid, when you're a teen, we were talking about this a little earlier. The cool thing about a good band is they are singing just to you. They understand your shit. They get it. When nobody else does. And of course, that's not true, ladies and gentlemen, but you feel like it is. You feel like it is. I wouldn't have made it through my show. Teenage without rock.
Directly to you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Me and Neil knew what I was thinking about. It is, no, he didn't know me from Adam. But the thing is, it's just a cool art form. I really dig it. Now, we've been talking about Sands of Time. That's the next track we're going to play here. It's a phenomenal video. Phenomenal video. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we can't play the actual videos in our show. We do a little thing, but we have a link. Clickable links in the description. I want everybody just click on that link and watch this video because it's a great fucking video, man. Let me ask you this before we even play it. Do you guys have like a band meeting or you draw it out? Is Dan like showing, okay, here's the storyboard. Here's what's going to happen here and there. Or does it just organically happen?
No, but we should.
I gotcha.
The last two about Red Flag and Sands of Time. We should have written everything out because Dan was in a pinch because he did not have enough material.
Mm.
He did not have enough usable material. So there's a reason why we, for example, in Red Flag, we saw a lot of Parker playing guitar. Not necessarily a bad thing, but yeah, we ran out of footage and we had an abundance of that footage. So we saw that coming, not us. I think with Sands, we had an abundance of, I think, just performance videos. So you saw, not to give it away, but the clips that were interspliced between, we thought of all that the day of. We were up at Mario's place up in who knows where, New York, middle of nowhere, I'll tell you that much. And we just looked around his garage and went, oh, that's archery. Yeah. Let's use that. That's cornhole. Let's use that. Oh, there's, you know, this. That, there we there's a laser tag. Let's use that. And we capped it all off with fireworks that he bought. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, it can't be legal, can it? Turns out it was legal. So that's we awesome. Did not use it all once, believe it or not.
Yeah, and you're on private property. That's cool.
Not to mention his neighbors are like a mile away. So there's that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a boy's adventure tale anyway. By boys, I don't mean little kids. A guy adventure tale. Dude, if you see an archery target and you got a bow and some arrows there, you're shooting at that shit, man. It's just maybe girls would too. I don't know. I'm not trying to alienate anybody. I'm just saying I can only speak for myself. That's a guy thing that you're gonna do.
Yeah. Or if you watch too much Jackass when you were growing up and you decided to get a arrow shot into your back like I did. Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. You got to have a story for parties. Here it is, folks. Here it is. This is Sands of Time, one of the last.
The Sands of Time cannot be stopped. You can lie, you can
back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Sands of Time. I Do Not Lie. That's a phenomenal track. Great video. It sounds like the video was fun to make, what you were saying, John. That's cool, man. That's. Let me ask you this, because I always ask my musician friends this. I grew up in the 80s. I view music videos as an art form, but I've never made one. I'm saying that standing out, looking in at the whole situation, and I'm seeing the finished product. They look pretty cool to me. But I always ask my musician, are you a fan or are they just a necessary evil and kind of a pain in the ass? Where do you lie on that spectrum?
1,000% pain in the ass. Like, we try to have fun doing it, but god damn, it's okay. Stay right there. All right. You're going to go right here. All right. 3, 2, 1. Too fast. You got to go back again. Okay. 3, 2, 1. No, too fast. Nope. 1, 3. And it's just that. It's monotonous over and over again. You have to hit your mark. That X on the ground, you have to hit it right there with that right foot. And it's Dan, too. And I'm like, all right, Scorsese, take it easy. What the hell? It's not a music video. But apparently for him, it gets everything in frame. Everything's in shot. And right. If I don't hit that mark, then everything gets screwed up.
He's Fellini. He's an artiste.
So with Red Flag, where you see me yelling at the phone, I did that so many goddamn times. In the middle of the summer, so I'm sweating. I had to basically wipe everything down, like my face and everything, just so it appears like it's the first time doing it. My hair's all messed up, so I had to redo my hair. And literally, it's just take after take of just literally walking down a goddamn hallway. Ugh.
I hear you. Now, I imagine being on stage, that's different, though. That is, you have an idea of what the set's going to be and what you're going to do. But I don't think it's that precise as the music video, right? Or I could be wrong on that.
All right. If the music video is precise level 10, the stage show is about a 7.58.
I got you.
We do have room to do our own thing, but if we know a solo's coming up and it's a Mario solo, I move backwards, I step to the side where he's at, he goes right there, right in the middle, and then right when the solo's over, it's just basically like that. So we have to have it's choreography. And no, it's not just for boy band, girl bands, ladies and gentlemen. It should be for all bands, especially for arena acts where, especially if you have like fire, if you have the smoke shooting out, you can't be standing in front of it or else your ass is going to get burnt to a crisp.
Absolutely.
So you got to know exactly where your marks are and where you're going to be for what precise song, what precise part. There's a whole lot of logistics.
Interesting. That's cool, man. That is cool. That is, and the reason I love doing my show because there was a show on the VH1 called Behind the Music. It was on for a long time, and I was a junkie for that show. I loved it because I loved hearing all these things, like learning about this kind of stuff. And I know that there's some kid out there, some younger guy or girl, wherever, Montana or someplace, or wherever Dubuque's at, I don't know, but in somewhere, and they want to be doing what you're doing, John. You got the coolest job in the world. You know, it's a pain in the ass, but you're making a music video. You know what I mean? That's pretty awesome. And they want to be doing that. Of course, they're seeing through rose-colored glasses and glamour. And
no, of course, yeah.
They're not understanding the business aspect of all this and the receipt keeping and records and all of that kind of shit. And I don't mean the round ones. It's there's just stuff involved. I'll tell you, making a track. People think, because they've seen movies like The Doors, and they think, John's like Jim Morrison. He just goes into the studio, lays around for 3 months, and eats pizza, drinks beer, smooches girls.
Val Kilmer did.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. But the reality is, bands go into these studios, and the meter starts when you go in. You're paying for everything, and you're paying by the second. And it behooves you to have a plan before you do that.
Yes,
because you can save money for that money to be spent in other things, renting $3,800 cameras, for instance. And
of
stuff,
course,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's got to come from somewhere, or mic cords or whatever, a million billion other things that no one thinks about.
The smallest of things. Yep.
Yeah. Nickel and dime you to death. It is buying a new tire on that tour. You know what? A million things. But they want to be doing what you're doing. And I'm glad they're getting behind the scenes feel to it, an idea of it. Not to, it's not raining on anybody's parade. I don't want anybody going, well, music, fuck that. I'm not dealing with that, blah, blah, blah. Because when you're on, at least every musician I've ever known, every DJ I've ever known, every stand-up comic I've ever known, I have never known anyone enjoy a drug more than being on stage doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I think that's why a lot of musicians and people get into problems with substance abuse and whatnot, because they're looking for a shortcut to that feeling.
Chase the high.
Yeah, and you can't, there is no shortcut to it other than,
no.
I've said it before and I'll say it again, there's a reason Mick Jagger doesn't need to do shows. Mick Jagger owns islands. He's got a yacht, I'm sure, that a smaller yacht is inside. When you've,
oh, absolutely.
It's, but he's out there at his age on stage, doesn't need the money. He needs that drug, that high,
yep.
That king of the world. And speaking of which, you were telling me you guys have a show coming up. It's a little bit out, but not really. It's only a couple months off. You guys can play in July, right? You were saying?
That's correct. We'll be in Martinsburg, West Virginia on July 26th. Venue TBD, to be determined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say to be announced, but we don't exactly know where the venue is yet. To be determined where the venue will be, but it will be up on all of our social medias, or just go to oneoftheLastBand.com for all of your One of the Last Band needs.
Nice. And we have links, clickable links in the description here, folks. Use them, share them. When you find a cool band that you like, or so anything that you like, chances are there's a really good chance your friends are going to dig them too, because that's why you're friends, common interests. Your friends dig the shit you dig. That's the whole thing. Put it out there, add it on. And especially we bitching about these streaming sites and stuff, and I'm not taking away from that, but I'm saying that is part of the landscape, this business. And folks out there, one of the best things you can do is add. It helps with these algorithms if you add a cool band that you like to your playlists and shit like that, you know, and share that stuff. And it really makes, I can't bitch too much because I use streaming sites as well. We have a party here at the house or something. I'm putting on one of the playlists I put together for that party and letting it go, so I don't have to have somebody DJing or fighting over control of that. It's out of everybody's hand.
It's the wine and cheese playlist. Don't touch it.
Exactly. I put the remotes up. Nobody knows.
Yeah. Man.
I have a little Velcro on them. They go behind the TV. Nobody ever gets. I was looking on Amazon and they were selling these. I'm like, I got to find somewhere to put this remote. And they sold these little things with a magnet. And it was only like $7. But I'm like, I've got some Velcro here. This will, was sticky on each side. You know what I mean? This will work fantastic. Now everybody's going to know. I'm going to have to change it now.
Yep.
But yeah, the playlists were great. And for me especially, it's cool because I have my show guest playlist. And everybody knows what I'm doing. Because otherwise they're just, oh, Jamie's just talking to somebody. He's just on doing his thing on the computer, him and Mei-Ling. And yeah, no, man, I'm talking to cool people. Check these people out. But yeah, you can do that at home too. Also, another thing is I love doing this. I've done this several times, many times actually, is I sell birthday cards in our merch store with my paintings. Don't do that. Those are $354 a piece. Don't spend that on that. Go to the streaming site. If you've got the person's email, send it. Hey, maybe you want to break up with somebody. You want her to leave. Pick up Red Flag. If you got her email address, and just send it to her. You know what I mean? How about that? She'll get the message. No, but it's really cool. I've done it not so much individually, but I'll spend $20, you know, make a little mini mix for somebody. And, oh, you broke up with your fella. Here, your friend.
I'm older than you.
Yeah. But usually they're I fucking hate you type playlists. But in that instance.
Ah, Puddle of Mud, yes.
Yeah. Anyhow. So you guys, the new album, that's all these are coming on. When is that going to be dropping, do you think? Any estimation on that?
Should be summer. Should be right around that same time we're playing that show. So July, August.
I'm going to bug Brian, and I'm going to stay right in touch with you guys, and because I want you back, definitely, when that drops. And I can't wait to hear it. I want to hear more.
I can get you unmixed, unmastered version, so you get a little taste of it.
Nice. I'll email you. I'll bug you. I'm that way with my friends. I will be, hey, John, did you write a hit song today? Just checking in. They're like, yeah, you've done this 7 days in a row, Jamie. Settle down. Quit tagging shit.
It's called Go Fuck Yourself, Jamie. Yeah, exactly.
It's a New York guy. There you go. That's done with. I saw this comedian. I was flipping through YouTube at lunch today, and her whole thing is being a New York comedian gal. And she's, we're not mean. We're very aggressively kind. We're telling you what to do in an aggressive way.
It's a comedian.
I can't remember her name. I just remember seeing it as I was, and I'm like, I got cold. I'm like, yeah, that's everybody I met in New York. Very true. Had some good times. It's a great city. Anyhow, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, the band is one of the last, oneofthelast.com. They've got a fantastic.
Oneofthelastband.com.
One of the last.
Someone got oneofthelast.com and it's not us.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, bastards.
It happened to me with jamierocks.com. Back in the day, they didn't mess around. Today, they give you like, I don't know, 15 days to, if the bill comes due, to pay your bill. Back in the day, they did not do that. And I went to San Francisco. I was in San Diego. I went to San Francisco for the weekend to do some shit. And my domain expired and somebody bought it. And then tried to sell it back to me. They're like, we need $3,000. And I'm like, jamierocks.us, that works. And the Jamie Rocks one is available today. I could go buy that for $20 or whatever. But I'm like, I'm going to have to change all my business cards and all that shit. And I've
just redirected to your website then.
Yeah, I could. I'm just lazy. That's what it is.
Okay, sorry.
I know. No, but that would work. That solves the problem. I didn't even think about it.
There you go. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. John, keep doing what you're doing. Tell all the guys too as well. Because man, you guys are, each and every one of you, super talented, super good at what you do. Folks, that's going to wrap it for us. We will see you next time. Keep rocking. One of the Last. That's the band. Click on those links below. See you soon.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Emma Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.